You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, the Sunscreen Product Safety Standard Bill was introduced in Parliament by National MP Todd Muller. The bill requires that the Minister of Commerce and Consumer Affairs recommend the setting of mandatory regulation under Section 29 of the Fair Trading Act 1986, prescribing a product safety standard for sunscreen products. A bit of a mouthful. But in a nutshell, the bill would mean that New Zealand would have standards for sunscreen manufacturers and the product inside the bottle would have to match the safety SPF standard listed on the bottle. If you didn't know already, Australasia, which includes Australia and New Zealand, their sunscreen manufacturers and skin experts work under the same standards in terms of the environmental conditions that impact people's skin. However, in Australia, the standards for sunscreen manufacturers are mandatory, and in New Zealand, they are voluntary. So the bill has passed its first reading and it is currently at Select Committee. But when I was thinking about this topic, I wanted to speak to a skin expert about how sunscreen is rated in New Zealand currently, how the product actually protects the skin, and where cosmetic products that use an SPF rating fit into the rating system. I spoke to President of the New Zealand Dermatological Society, Dr. Louise Reich, about these issues. I first talked to Dr. Reich about the importance of sun protection and what proper skin protection looks like. Let's start with the importance of skincare and protecting your skin from the sun. How does the sun affect your skin?
So the sun waves can penetrate through the layers of the skin. Two main layers of the skin, the outer one we call the epidermis and a deeper one, the dermis. And beneath that, and also but within the dermis, we have the sort of packing layer. So the UVB that can make us burn penetrates through to that top layer, and the effects of the sun can therefore be to show changes in pigmentation, redness and peeling and uncomfortable layers. Well, you know, the uncomfortable sensation you get from a sunburn. UVA, the other major component of the ultraviolet light, penetrates deeper and it shows effects of accumulative sun damage, the ageing changes we see over time, so fine wrinkling, the main features there. Now, both of them can contribute to skin cancers. UVB does it by direct impact on the DNA molecules. UVA has a more indirect effect because it creates oxygen-free radicals, and the oxygen-free radicals therefore impact indirectly on causing mistakes in the DNA replication and also the other chemicals and proteins that support the DNA replication process. So the effects of the sun or UV damage on the skin in terms of risk of long-term skin cancers, but also the photo-aging changes, which is why New Zealanders with fair skin often look a decade or more older than equivalent age people in countries such as the UK, where they have much less in the way of UV exposure in their lifestyles.
Wow. So compared to other countries, New Zealanders with fair skin can look considerably older because of the sun damage that can be experienced here.
Yes, and so what happens is that the skin has an odometer reading, so much like in a vehicle, as the mileage or the kilometre, if you like, increases over time, we're up for more on repairs and maintenance in our vehicles. And the same happens with the body, and in this instance with the skin. And so if it's scientists in the audience, that is shown in the mitochondrial level of the nucleus of the skin cells. Now, unlike a vehicle, we as human beings and biological systems, if you give them a chance, you can enable a bit of repair. So how can you do that? Well, it's actually changing lifestyle habits and essentially putting a layer between your skin and the sun. And hence the reason why the Cancer Society, New Zealand Dermatology Society and others, and Ministry of Health recommend that we create our own personal shade by wearing a broad-rimmed hat, wrap-round sunglasses. We wear clothing that covers most of our skin surface, so down from, you know, in the upper body, wrist up to your collar line, and covering most of your legs with appropriate clothing that you cannot see through or is labelled with a high UPF. Now, UPF stands for the uniform or the ultra protective factor, which is equivalent to sunscreen in clothing. And then it means any area of our body that's not hidden by clothing and hats, we apply broad spectrum SPF 50 plus sunscreen. And this is where making sure that the sunscreen standards are what they say they are.
Dr. Reich then goes on to explain why it is important to have standards for sunscreen and how sunscreen has been and is currently developed and rated.
We know that a broad spectrum is what you want to look for if you want to ensure that you have UVA protection. So for years, sunscreens have been graded and rated according to how effective they are at reducing UVB penetration. UVB, you'll recall, goes to the superficial layers of the skin and helps to prevent the sunburn effect. But it hasn't been effective in helping to reduce the immune effects that come from largely the UVA damage at a deeper layer of the skin. And that explains why in the earlier years when we had sunscreens, SPF 15 plus or whatever, it took longer for us to see an improvement and a reduction in the skin cancer rate, and why people didn't see significant improvement in perhaps freckling and other pigmentation changes in their skin. It's been a long time coming internationally to try and resolve or to determine what the best tools are for assessing UVA effectiveness.
And is that a technological sort of advancement issue in the fact that sunscreens, you know, in the past have focused on the burn factor but haven't necessarily had the technological understanding or advancement to cover that layer of long-term impact and wear on the skin?
Largely, yes. And it's also been with the scientific evolution of finding appropriate chemicals that will be work safely and effectively and cosmetically somewhat acceptable in the actual sunscreen product too. And so you're absolutely right. And we now know that actually you need the sunscreen, the broad spectrum, and it seems to be at an SPF 50 plus that you get adequate UVA protection as well.
Dr. Reich says the chemistry involved in the making of sunscreen is a complicated business. And then on top of that, the testing of the effectiveness of sunscreen products can also be tricky. She says that a core reason for these issues with testing is that the chemicals in the sunscreen can imbalance and deteriorate when people, say, leave their sunscreen bottle in the glove box of a hot car or use expired sunscreen. These variables impact the effectiveness of the sunscreen on the skin. I then asked Louise about products such as moisturizers and foundations that include an SPF rating and how they might fit into standardization of sunscreen ratings.
Now, the other thing that you raised was in terms of you've noticed that moisturizers and cosmetic preparations will often state SPF rating. One of the caveats of the current bill going through is they're going to make it a compulsory requirement for products that are being used primarily for safety, i.e. if it's stated that this is a sunscreen, it is mandatory, it meets the standard. Now, the problem is moisturizers might say they contain a sunscreen, but to get passed through regulations for safety, they are promoting themselves as being a moisturiser that happens to have a bit of SPF in it, and the same with cosmetic products. So consumers in New Zealanders, if you're wanting to use a sunscreen to protect your skin from the sun to try and reduce your skin cancer risk in future and as a photo anti-aging tool, I'm afraid you cannot rely on a moisturiser that might contain SPF or a makeup product that might contain it. It is the sunscreen that has the reliable mandatory, well, we hope in long run mandatory standard, but currently has the standards in it. And so you are better to use a moisturising sunscreen in the mornings and keep any other kind of moisturiser for evening wear if you've got dry skin, rather than relying on a cosmetic product to provide your health needs.
So I just sort of wanted a little bit of clarification as well. Obviously, like a lot of those moisturisers will say SPF 15, and you say that SPF 15 itself isn't the optimal protection.
Correct.
Why do we even bother with SPF 15 if SPF 50 exists?
Well, one, that's a good question. secondly, we do know that you do get multiplied benefits from every step you take. So if you are working in your garden on the shady side and you are wearing a broad-brimmed hat, wrap-round sunglasses, got your clothing and your sunscreen, you will get a multiplied protective benefit from that. So there will be manufacturers and beauty people who will say, well, you put, you know, first this layer and then another layer and then another layer and then it will kind of add up. Well, it may to a certain degree, but I would still recommend that if you're wanting it for health benefits at this point in time, that you actually use a sunscreen with an SPF rating of 50 plus, and you can put makeup products, if you like, over the top of that.
Finally, I asked Dr. Reich about when we should use sunscreen, all year round or just in summer. There are campaigns throughout summer, you slip, slop and wrap, and various other things to encourage people to, you know, protect their skin from the sun. Is sun damage a risk just as much in winter as it is in summer here in New Zealand?
Very good question, Jemima. The UV levels intensity are greatest essentially in New Zealand during the daylight saving months. And if you look at the weather apps and so forth on your phone, and NIWA does, we do have with the weather reports often UV levels during the day. Now, it's a combination of not only intensity but how much time you spend outdoors. So you sort of combine those two. So, for instance, in the peak summer months, when the UV levels might be at dangerous levels such as UV 11, 13, you might only spend 5 minutes out in the sun if you've got fair skin and you would get sunburned. In the winter, because the UV levels, depending where you are in the country, and it varies enormously, so the UV levels are much higher in Whangarei, for instance, than they will be in Invercargill, and then there will be a gradation the further down you go because the sun's tilted more on an angle and to do with daylight hours and so on as well. So if you spend, say, 5 hours out in a UV level of UV3, you will still accumulate damage, but you can imagine that will take longer than it would in the peak summer if the UV index was at 13. It takes a much shorter period of time. So people who have had skin cancers or melanoma, or people who are really worried about significant photo-aging effects, those are the people we would be recommending wear a broad-spectrum SPF 50-plus sunscreen every day, all year round. It might be you need to reapply more frequently in the summer months because you sweat it off and the UV levels are more intense. And we would recommend the application be put on the face, neck and backs of hands as the primary focus on a daily basis all year round, and then you would apply more as clothing coverage may get less depending on the temperatures. And that's to actually address the issues that we talked about earlier in terms of that odometer reading or cumulative exposure. And the reason it's picked out on the face and the neck and the backs of hands is because 80% of skin cancers arise on those anatomical sites. And you can imagine that the face in our culture is exposed to the sun all year round, and often the backs of hands too, unless people have got their hands deep in their pockets or gloved. But we don't have to do that quite as much in New Zealand as you may have to in much cooler climate places.
That was Dr. Louise Reich from the New Zealand Dermatological Society speaking on how you can protect your skin with sunscreen. Continuing on with this piece on the recent bill that has passed its first reading in Parliament by Todd Muller in regards to sunscreen standards, I wanted to speak to Consumer New Zealand CEO John Duffy about whether Todd Muller's sunscreen standards about whether Todd Muller's sunscreen standards bill would be an effective piece of legislation. I wanted to know why it is important to have legalised mandatory standards in New Zealand. Consumer New Zealand has regularly tested and reported on the effectiveness of sunscreens sold in New Zealand. What is the problem with the sunscreens on the shelves in Aotearoa?
Well, what we've found year after year when we've conducted this testing is that some companies are not producing sunscreen that matches the claims on their labels. So it's not that all sunscreens that you buy are completely useless, but we regularly find that sunscreens, you know, might claim to have an SPF sun protection factor of 50, but they might come in, you know, in the 20s or something like that, so that you're not necessarily getting the protection that they're claiming. That's SPF factor. There's also another component called broad spectrum protection. They're both really important factors, and they're both really important factors for consumers to be able to rely on when they're buying sunscreen.
Now, National Party MP Todd Muller has put forward a sunscreen product safety standard bill, which would require that all sunscreens sold in New Zealand meet the current standards and provide the level of SPF it says on the bottle. What is Consumer New Zealand's thoughts on this bill?
It's a really interesting situation in that, you know, this bill was pulled out, literally pulled out of a cake tin. The randomness of it coming through as a private member's bill is interesting because at the same time as that's happening, the Ministry of Health has been working on a therapeutic goods bill, which would turn sunscreen from the cosmetic it's currently treated as, you know, under New Zealand law, into a therapeutic product. And there's something really attractive about that transformation. You know, what that says is that skin cancer, melanoma is, you know, that the rates of it are extremely high in New Zealand. The New Zealand law thinks that sunscreen, which is, you know, your primary protection against the harmful rays of the sun, is so important we're going to treat it differently to things like lipstick and eyeliner. We're going to say that it's a therapeutic product and hold manufacturers to a higher standard right through their manufacturing processes and right through to the labels on the shelf. Now, we really support what Todd Muller has done, because what has happened is that the Ministry of Health has been sitting on this legislation for a number of years, and it does not seem to be progressing. But the very existence of you know, this private members bill has given the Ministry of Health a bit of a kick in the pants, and we understand that they're moving a lot quicker to get this bill out and hopefully have better protections for New Zealand consumers by the time the next summer comes around. In terms of the detail of Todd Muller's bill, the mechanism that he's proposing using is a Fair Trading Act mechanism. Effectively, he wants to regulate it like a product, through a product safety mechanism, so like the bike standard or the COT standard, that kind of thing. You know, these are product safety standards that say, hey, COTs are inherently risky for babies because they can have, you know, drop sides that might chop fingers off, or that they might be choking hazards. We need to regulate that product. Sunscreen itself is not inherently unsafe. It's actually the sun that's the problem, but you can't have a product safety standard that applies to the sun. So it's a bit of an awkward legal mechanism to use, I guess is the short point, but it's great that he's drawn attention to the issue, and it will be interesting to see if there's a race to the finish line, whether this actually survives the Select Committee process, or, you know, Todd Muller's bill survives the Select Committee process, or whether the therapeutic goods bill gets its way through and is the winner on the day.
So just to clarify about those bills, so there's currently Todd Muller's bill that is at Select Committee, and then there's also the Ministry of Health is working on a bill that is about making sunscreen a therapeutic product rather than a cosmetic product. Is that right? So there's two different ideas going on currently.
That's correct. The problem with the therapeutic goods regime is, well, not the problem, but the reason it's a bit more complex is it applies to a massive range of products, sunscreens being one of them, whereas Todd Muller's bill is directed specifically at sunscreens.
And then I think sort of finally, I just wanted to say, why is it important that consumers of sunscreen know what their sunscreen is doing and that it has the correct SPF rating on it?
Well, it's like any health product, right? You want to know that what you're using to protect yourself is what's claimed on the label. You know, there are people with fairer skin that could be at higher risk of skin cancers, and they want to know that if they spend the extra money and pay for, you know, SPF 50, that the product in the jar actually does what it says it's going to do. You know, people's health can be at risk when manufacturers fail to produce their product up to an acceptable standard. And you know, I will note again that we're not necessarily finding that the sunscreens we test provide zero protection, but there are certain products that claim extremely high protection, and for some of those brands, they are not chinning the bar, and they should be.
That was John Duffy, CEO of Consumer New Zealand, speaking on Todd Muller's members' bill that would require mandatory sunscreen standards to be set for manufacturers, and also the Ministry of Health's work in the area of moving sunscreen products under a therapeutic umbrella away from a cosmetic umbrella. I also spoke to Dr. Louise Reich from the New Zealand Dermatology Society about the importance of sunscreen in regards to sun protection and why SPF 50 is the protection we should be using in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.